it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
It was a good night on American Idol last night for Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Very good night. It's all playing out just the way we wanted it to.
Joining Lee for a shot at the title is Crystal Bowersox.
That means Casey James is going home.
It's been an amazing, amazing journey, and I'm just so honored that that I'm here. It's amazing.
So why is that?
Fathers, be good to your daughters.
Oh, we wanted to hear him sing one more time.
Every time Bert tries to talk, it's something. Woo!
So why is that important to you?
No, because now we're going to L.A. week, of course, for American Idol, so we'll be at the finale, but we get to talk with all the eliminated American Idol contestants, and since Casey James has been eliminated, he'll get to come to our table, and I will get some one-on-one time with Casey James, and I've had the biggest crush on Casey since he was, like, in the top 24. Mm-hmm. He's really good-looking.
And he plays the guitar.
Which is two really good qualities in a man.
Tall and hot.
He's got that long, good Juvexin hair.
He's hunky.
You love that. So over the last couple of weeks, we're kind of invested in this because every time that we have a former contestant of American Idol on, what we'll do is we'll ask them, look, can you give us a little insight about Casey that Wendy will be able to throw in a casual conversation that Casey at some point might go, whoa, everything this chick is saying is connecting with me. Wow.
We have a lot in common.
We have a lot in common.
Randomly.
We got to walk a fine line here because we don't want it to be overt, but we want her to be able to just sort of throw in from time to time that she's from Texas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be like, what day am I from Texas?
Let's talk.
Giddy up.
Or there was a band. Was it?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You might just throw that in there somehow, some way.
Or buy a t-shirt somewhere.
Whatever.
Doesn't he like hot dogs? Didn't somebody say he likes to eat hot dogs?
I think Siobhan said he likes hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have some hot dogs prepared. Right. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but
he's already heard about you once. Remember when I was in LA on the red carpet?
That's right.
He already said hi to you. I have that.
Hey, my name is Casey James. Hi, Wendy.
Hey.
She's in Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
Awesome. Okay, my aunt lives close to there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. We have tons of fans in Atlanta. We're all really proud of you, but Wendy's just going to love hearing from you. So you want to say something really sweet to her?
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for being a fan of mine. I really, really, really appreciate it.
See? I want to be more than a fan, though.
Should we try to get the aunt on? She lives close here.
I mean, why not? And get advice from her.
He's from Texas, though. Like the United States outside of Texas is close to everywhere else in the United States. Mm-hmm. She could be in Chicago. It's just not in Texas.
But you could bring that up. That's another thing.
That's true.
In the conversation, you have family ties to Atlanta.
Immediate connection right there.
See? Mm-hmm.
It's great. All great stuff. So we still have to talk about how we're going to handle this with Casey, because the way that it will roll next week when we're in L.A. for American Idol week is that Fox will roll out contestant after contestant after contestant, former contestants from former seasons, some from this season. And at one point, we're all going to be sitting there at our little broadcast studio, and Casey James is going to be next up. So we're deciding, do we do this as a straight business interview and just have Wendy sort of just throw things in and be part of the conversation? My preference would be to have Wendy handle this one-on-one with Casey.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And she seems a little freaked out by that.
It's not necessarily that I'm freaked out, but it would be nice to have wingmen and women around just to sort of help you out in case you need like a filter or a bumper, just in case just in case my words get a little bit frazzled, because we helped Jen out when she had the big old crush with Stifler. We didn't leave the room when we all had to talk to Stifler on the air.
That's not true. She actually went up to Stifler's hotel room alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did talk to Stifler one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Sean William Scott, by the way.
And
I don't have a crush on him anymore. He's
not
gotten
anymore.
Way uglier.
And Jen was Jen was the inside of the spoon, and Stifler used her back for friction.
I'm so confused. It's a trick. It's a trick I have.
I don't know.
I don't get that one.
But either way, so
we helped out on that.
But we did. What I'm saying, she went up there by herself. I mean, she had some real one-on-one with him.
And you do it. I mean, I think it would be awkward if we're all sitting there mm-hmm. and they bring Casey James over quickly, drop him, and we all stand up and leave.
Can't do that.
Like, that wouldn't be an awkward moment.
Because then it's overtly obvious what's going on, and it's mm-hmm. unprofessional at that point.
And the intimidation is not just to talk to him, but it's the fact that it's an interview. I mean, because right. we're there for mm-hmm. interviews. So I think mm-hmm. what's intimidating Wendy is not to have a conversation with him, but to lead him into an interview-style conversation.
Mm-hmm. Here is TC. Good morning, TC. What is up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good to hear from you again, man.
Hey, good to talk to y'all, too. Hey, I think that you guys all should just, as soon as he walks up to the table, all of y'all instantly turn around like you're busy or got to make a bathroom break and just let Wendy handle it on her own.
That would be so uncomfortable, though. That part to me would seem unprofessional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Almost rude.
Like, if the publicist, if we know in advance that he's going to be there, he's the next guest up, then I think it makes it way easier if we're just not at the broadcast facility and you're the only one. Maybe that's mm-hmm. it. It's like, I can't believe, I don't know where the rest of the show is. Mm-hmm. I mean, and here I am. I'm stuck here with you. And then maybe that's how you get into it.
Well, because we were there last year, and I forgot which idolist it was that I think there was only a couple of us at the table at the mm-hmm. moment because again, there are some stragglers that come in at odd times when people run into the bathroom or whatever.
Afternoon.
It's a very intensive, fast-paced environment. Mm-hmm. And I do believe, if I remember, you and I were at a table with somebody. And I mean, since I don't talk to anybody, then Wendy handled the interview well. So it could be the same scenario where I don't know where everybody else is, but mm-hmm. here, have a seat and just start going.
Started happening with Miley yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Half of us weren't even in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the same crush on Miley Cyrus that Wendy has on. You just lose that Liam, dude.
So Joanna heard us talking earlier this morning. She heard some insecurity in your voice, and mm-hmm. she thinks she can help you out.
Well, it actually started off as a joke where I said, if you wanted me, I could teach you how to win a guy over 101 class. But I'm engaged now, but I dated before Jason, and I think mm-hmm. I was really good at it. You know, I dated a lot of guys, and I don't, because it is an interview, mm-hmm. I think you have to show a lot through body language, and you have to, the way you've got to look at him right in the eyes, and you've got to do certain things with, you know, you just got to show him with body language that you're interested, because you're not going to be able to tell him in an interview that you're interested,
right.
but you can mm-hmm. tell him with your eyes and with your smile
Very
and the
true.
Way you carry yourself.
Joanna, I guarantee there are guys that you went out with that don't even know you have eyes.
Well, when I went out with them, I didn't have boobs, so they had to know.
Oh, yeah, and then they did.
Now they know. So anyways, so yes, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm an expert. I know so much. But I think I was really good at it. And I could, if you really want, I could tell you a couple of things.
I think it's different when you go out and you want to hit on somebody and pursue somebody and it's easy that way. But this is like a whole different style. This is not like at a bar or where everyone has a little bit of alcohol in their system. You know, that I think it's easier in that sort of setting and like a party setting and you're out for a reason. You're single with your girlfriends. But this is like an interview thing.
I disagree. I think you can flirt anywhere. It doesn't have to be in a bar flirted, you know, when I'm in the car next to a guy. I mean, not now, obviously, but before I was in a, you know, a traffic light and the way you look at them and things like that. I mean, you flirt everywhere.
So if you were in Wendy's situation here, I mean, obviously you actually are Wendy. Then what do you do that day body language wise? Because I think there is something a little bit different here. There's no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to a bar, it's almost implied, I'm here to meet dudes. Dudes are here to meet women. And you don't have this here. Mm-hmm. So
this
what can
like
you do?
Work.
Well, it's just the way, like, you've got to hold yourself and just be very confident and come off as a confident person. Smile at him a lot. You know, you just got to look at him directly in the eyes and maybe sneak a wink in if you want. I mean, in a very appropriate way.
Wait,
like
you sneak a wink. How do you sneak a wink?
Like maybe he says something funny and you smile and wink at him.
I think that would be cheesy.
I think Joanna's right, like as far as like turning it on with the smiling and laughing, because guys want to be funny. And so I think girls kick up the laughter notch in front of a guy that they think is cute.
Oh, absolutely.
A wink though is kind of a
And like the hair flip, I think that the hair flip is a key.
Yeah, flipping the hair. And trust me, Jeff, if I
wouldn't touch you,
your
hair a lot. You know, the hair flip is good.
Now, okay. I'm reading body language too here, and I think that you don't think that you need any of this advice. Like, you're
I think it's just a completely different setting. It's different than when I go out, because I think when I go out, I'm okay and I'm confident. But this is
you can
like
do the
work.
Same thing.
And
though.
It's going to be a different situation. I think it's just going to be rushed and get it over with, because the Fox people are in the background waving you like, got to wrap it up. So you can only do so much in a certain amount of time.
Right. Is it possible for all of us to sit there and kind of be her, be like her security blanket, but what not if we, say much?
What if we all wink at him?
I mean, is it possible for Jeff not to say something rude in front of him if we're still sitting there in front of microphones? But we just all know we're not going to say a lot. We're going to let Wendy kind of take the lead on this.
I don't know. I think, for a couple of reasons. But one of them is entertainment value-wise. I think it's better to hear Wendy one-on-one with Casey.
That's probably true.
Confidence-wise, I think it's better for Wendy to sit one-on-one with Casey.
Because we have built up to this point the inside scoop for her to bring up in the conversation. So it's a challenge for in the interview that we almost do a checklist of what we've learned from all the other Idol contestants. And then it's almost a challenge for Wendy to make sure that she includes all that information within the interview.
I'm smiling because of Jen's facial reaction right now, because I don't know what it means. But
I'm just saying he is hot, and it is going to... Like, it's going to take you some real preparation for this interview, because you're going to be overwhelmed with his looks.
Does he pass the regular guy
test?
He looks just like Larry Wax.
What Bert's saying is, like, if we were out at a bar and we saw Casey James and he's not Casey James, he is a head turner. Okay. I would say he's better looking in person than he is on camera. You know, there's some of those people that you meet him in person, you're like, wow, you're so much prettier on TV, or you're so much prettier in the movies. Mm-hmm. He's the opposite. Like, he's even better looking in person than he is on camera. So I think you got to just be really prepared, because the hotness is going to be overwhelming and take your breath away a bit. I'm just telling you.
Here is Krista. Good morning, Krista. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. Much. Wendy, you have to own that you want this man. when you go to interview him, touch him, because that would diffuse all of that anxiety that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, just touch his hand. And Big Mike already told you that he's really into his hair. You know, comment on his hair and say, oh, can I touch your hair? Or, you know, be something cute and flirty like
that. That's a good
idea. Why don't you get that?
But touch him, and that would diffuse anything that you have, and you can get some of that hot energy off of him.
Can you touch? Are you close enough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I
agree
with
the touching. Like, oh my God, you're so funny!
Maybe touch him on the knee. Touch his knee.
Why don't you get one of those those G-shot things and then touch him with that?
Oh, God.
And you gotta remember something also with guys. Like, if he thinks you're cute, there's no such thing as cheesy.
Okay.
If you're cute, I mean, if you're not good looking, he's not attracted to you, and you wink at him, that's cheesy. He doesn't want anything to do with you. But if he thinks you're cute and you wink, it's a totally different ballgame.
Absolutely. Okay. And you have to have confidence. Confidence.
And, I mean, use Joanna's number one trick. Cleavage.
Yes. Oh. Put on two bras.
I mean, put them out there, girl.
Yes.
Will we get a heads up on when he's in the round of people coming through?
Yeah, we'll see him coming through.
Mm-hmm. I just, for her preparation that day, is she going to have to dollop every single day?
Or
is she,
is
she going to have to push her cleavage to her chin every day? Or is it just all we're going to know?
Well, I'll know what day, but considering I have to sit next to her for 6 hours for three consecutive days, I'm not going to
tell her.
Hey, Carol, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Guys. You know, she just needs to be her adorable self. She comes across on the radio just adorable and charming, and she just needs to remind herself that she is that type of person. And I don't know if you watch Survivor at all, but Parvati is the perfect flirt. She's got... that, you know, you drop your chin, you crinkle your nose when you giggle. You gotta use your eyes. Eyes are just your eyes, your smile. You gotta crinkle that nose when you laugh. Kind of kick up your back heel. It is all about body language.
Mm-hmm.
You have to own that, you know, and start practicing with people that you see at Starbucks that you think are cute. Yeah.
I think you do this all. You already do all of this, but you do it when you're buzzed. Like you don't. Like, the tools go away when you're sober.
So why don't we all do one of those recycle chats with Wendy before?
Oh, but ask Casey James to do a recycle shot, and you'll do it.
Oh, perfect.
Here's Chris. Good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, a while ago, you guys gave advice to girls to get confident secretly. Wendy should go commando.
That's right.
Oh. Oh. Good call, dude.
Excellent, Chris.
He can't remember anything else that was talked about on the show.
That he remembers.
That's right.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Advice.
I'm going to screw it all up. I'm going to wrinkle my nose and wink at the same time all while I'm trying to lift my foot. And fall out of the chair.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.